Mix 94.7 KMCH. We have three folks here who made a stop in on the way to the police station. I don't know if it was on their laundry list of things to do, but that's where we're going to send. No, we're kidding. We're getting ready for back to school time because, believe it or not, today, last day of June, we got July, and then here comes August, and we're going to get ready for that time of year. Let me introduce to you Bev, Jody, and Jenny. They were a girl group in the late 90s. They're back on their world tour again today. Bev, we'll start with you. Tell me about this August group you have brought with you here.
We are the Back to School Fair Committee, and we plan the Back to School Fair every August. The mission of the fair has always been to help prepare all of our students to get for a great start to the school year. This is our 19th year of having the Back to School Fair at West Delaware. We will be having a drive-through event again this year. Families will register in advance. With the information provided at registration, we will prepare backpacks with all the items and put the child's name on their bag. On August 10th, families will drive through Lambert School parking lot and pick up the loaded bags.
Now, let's talk about what's going to be in the book bags, whoever wants to jump in on that one. Jenny, is that you?
Yep, I'll okay. take that one. So in each of our backpack, families will find school supplies that their kids will need for their specific grade level. Some of the items that will be in there are notebooks, pencils, markers, crayons, dry erase markers, calculators for our middle school and high school kids, and additional items to fill up their backpacks. Each student will also receive a toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, soap, and brush. And our kiddos in grades 5th through 12th will also get deodorant. There will also be two pairs of socks and two pairs of underwear for each student. They'll also each get a new West Delaware shirt to wear to school.
Nice. Let's talk about the registration process. How do you go about getting to be a part of this and getting one of those bags with your name on it?
Yeah, so there are no requirements for registering except that they need to be a West Delaware student. We encourage any family needing some help with getting ready for the new school year to participate. In order to fill the bags with the items specific to each child, we do need families to register online by Tuesday, July 12th. The link to register is posted on the West Delaware School website as well as the school Facebook page. In this registration, it includes the parent's name, their email address, and phone number. And then they will enter for each child their gender, grade level, sock and underwear size, and shirt size. So we do know that it's pretty early to be thinking about school, but we do need time between registration and the pickup day to get the items ready for each backpack.
Oh, yeah, especially with an undertaking like this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to finally hear from Jody Doyle, who's going to tell us how people can help out.
We certainly do need the help of all of you, our community. First of all, please remind all families that you know of that the school fair is happening and that they need to register so that we can have their specific backpacks ready on Wednesday, August 10th for the drive-through pickup. This year, we had so many people volunteer to help us, which is fantastic. We can always use monetary donations. Checks should be made out to West Delaware Back to School Fair, and you can mail them to the high school in care of Bev Hermson. Students have many needs. We are trying our best to help with those needs under the current conditions. I would like to send out a heartfelt thank you to everyone in our community who has donated in the past and will do so again this year. Our committee feels a great deal of support from our community for this worthwhile project.
Let's talk a little bit. By the way, we've got, I didn't give specific last names. I'm going to correct that right now. Bev Hermson, who sits to my right. She'll be hosting this show tomorrow. Jody Doyle right there. And then Jenny Petlin is here. Let's talk a little bit about what else besides the book bags. Anything else going to be handed out at the event, guys?
Yes, we certainly do have a couple of other things. Families will receive copies of information on various service organizations that are available right here in Delaware County. This information will include the service agency's name, address, and phone number, and the actual services that they provide for our families.
Let's talk a little bit about the funding, because you're talking about ladies, you know, buying pencils and socks and underwear and deodorant. That stuff all costs money, especially now more than what it did last year. Where's the funding coming from?
Absolutely. We received grants this year from the McGee Bar Fund and also from the Foundation for the Future of Delaware County that are really the backbone of our project. We also rely on donations from area churches, businesses, and individuals. Thanks to all of those funds, we are able to consistently help over 300 students every year. We feel like there will be more families in need this year due to the rising costs of so many things and the changes in our economy.
Talk about, again, registration. Remind everybody the when and the where. And then I want all three of you to promise me you're going to come back in. We're going to do this again as we get closer to the book bag event, too.
All West Delaware families are encouraged to register each of their students for a free backpack filled with school supplies, hygiene products, socks, and underwear. Families can register online with the link found on the West Delaware homepage, as well as the West Delaware Facebook page. If a family doesn't have a way to do this electronically, they can call or stop in at the district office between 8 and 3, Monday through Thursdays, and they will take their information personally or over the phone to fill out the registration form. Again, the registration deadline is Tuesday, July 12th, and pickup of those supplies will be Wednesday, August 10th.
And it doesn't seem like it, but July 12th will be here before you know it. Yep. 13 days from now, so less than 2 weeks it will be here. So, thanks. All right, now I promised you there was a question that wasn't on the list. This is why Bev's been nervous all morning long. Bev, what was your favorite part about back to school?
Just seeing the families enjoy their new supplies and seeing the kids with their new book bags really puts a smile on their face every year. Jody, and they're ready to go.
Jody, same question to you.
It's heartwarming to go and take the backpack to the children's cars, and as you're lifting it over to put in whatever seat or door that the parents ask you to put it in, for them to say to each other, oh my gosh, I hope that one's mine. And so it is absolutely heartwarming and worthwhile, the excitement and the boost that it gives to families. And the parents look at you and say, from the bottom of their heart, thank you so much for helping us with that.
I mean, it's been a hard couple years for everybody, you know, but to be able to have that tangibility, you see instantly what the change is and how much of a difference, Jenny, that's got to be a good feeling. What's your favorite part about all of it?
Well, I would agree with them. We all work at school in some way, and so we really like see this benefit too, because we see our kids coming to school ready for school. They have supplies just like everybody, you know, everybody has the same supplies, and everybody has a new backpack, and everybody has like a new West Delaware shirt. They really like that, to have their West Delaware clothing, and they just feel good about coming and starting school and having the supplies that they need to have. So as people working at the school too, it's just great to see that, just that feeling of happiness when they come to school on the actual first day of school having their things.
That's cool. And now I remember all three of us plus me sat in this studio last year, and I did this interview, and I asked somebody to bring me a West Delaware shirt.
I don't know if
and
you did
not,
or not,
I'm pretty sure it did, and I noticed there's not one here.
We could probably make it happen.
Bev looks really concerned, like I'm serious about it.
We might need your shirt size.
Bev looked really concerned, like I was 100% serious.
You know, I think that's the problem. I don't think he gave us a shirt.
I don't think he registered.
You don't want me back to school. They kicked me out of Starmont 3 years ahead of time just to get me out of the building. So,
however, registration is key, because you don't register, you know.
You don't get a bag.
We don't know that information, so it's absolutely key.
Exactly. And that's coming up again on the 12th.
Yes. Registration is July 12th. Just a reminder that the pickup this year is at the Lambert Elementary School instead of the high school, with all the good construction that's going on in the district. So
thank you guys so much for coming. You're all great sports. Oh. Seriously. Letting me ask you random questions. You don't have to bring a t-shirt. I was just joking, but I remember bringing something up about it last year, and figured maybe that's why Jenny was running late. She was getting a shirt.
Well, I just figure you probably really want a shirt, so we better make it happen.
I got a hat. I got a West Delaware hat now. So pretty soon I need the whole ensemble is what I need. So
we don't give out pants, though.
I'm on my own when it comes to pants.
You are. You are.
Bev Hermsen, Jody Doyle, Jenny Petlin, thank you guys for coming in here. And we're going to put all this info on our website, kmch.com, with a reminder that sign-up is going to be here before you know it. So any final thoughts for anybody gathered around the microphone before we part ways?
Thank you.
Thanks for
guys so much. Have a good fourth, too, all right?
Thank you.
We'll take
a
pause here. When we come back, we're talking about pizza. Don't you go anywhere.
Hi, this is Susan from Sue's Flower and Garden Center. Ridiculous Days is right.